So many of you may not know that there's many connections between Ramlila and Krishna Lila. In fact, one part of Ramlila was actually performed in Braj. So we'll start with that one first, and then we'll go to the other connections between Krishna Lila and Ramlila. As many who've been to Braj, you know there's a place called Madhuban. So in that Madhuban there lived one Daitya named Madhu. That's how it became known as Madhuban. And though he was a Daitya, Madhuban had a lot of faith on Brahmins and the Devi Devatas. He was always giving in charity. And worshipping the different demigods, especially he was attracted to worshipping Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva became so pleased with him that he appeared before Madhu and told him that I am very pleased by your worship. And Lord Shiva took his trishul and he made one photocopy. And he presented this trishul to Madhu Daitya. So, and he told Madhu Daitya, as long as this trishul is in your hand, then nobody in the universe can conquer you. So Madhu prayed that may this weapon always remain within our bandhage. But Ram did not say tatastu, he said it will not be. Your son will misuse this weapon against the devas and eventually it will return to me. But as long as you have this weapon, whoever has this weapon cannot be conquered by anyone. And so it came to pass that Madhu had a son named Lavanasur. Lavanasur. Do we have any Bengalis with us in audience today? You know the meaning of Lavan? You don't know the meaning of Lavan? Salt. So it was some type of salty asura. Lavanasur. When you go to Braj, then the devotees are passing out prasad, say, Namak, Namak, Namak. But when you go to Mayapur festival, they say, Lavan, Lavan, Lavan. So this was Lavanasura, salty asura. And even in his childhood, he manifested so many evil tendencies. We know that young boys like to play war between themselves. But Madhu was such a demon, he would actually kill his friends and then eat them. Such a demon. So when the children go bad, then for parents, the whole life is ended. Because the parents, they live only for their children. So Madhu Daitya became so distressed, he had no more relish to rule the kingdom any longer. So he went off to another forest of Braj to do tapasya and made Lavanasura the king. Now Lavanasura was a great demon and he forbade anybody to worship the demigods or worship Lord Vishnu. He forbade the chanting of the holy names. He forbade yajnas. In fact, he would search out the sages in the forest and pass stool and urine on their yajna kuns and he would kill them and eat them for his breakfast. This way he was terrorizing. You thought terrorism was a new thing. This is going on since last millions of years. This was millions of years ago. Chaitanya Yuga. So finally, the sages, they could not tolerate this. Because Lavanasura told them, no worship of Bhagawan. Or koi Bhagawan nahi hai, keval Lavanasura hi Bhagawan hai. There is no other Bhagavan except Lavanasur. You must worship Lavanasur, Bhagavan Lavanasur ki. Oh, we have some demons here disguised as devotees. Who said Jai? We count you now. They're looking like devotees, but they're demons, huh? So finally, Javana Rishi took a party of rishis and went to Ayodhya, because Lord Ram had now come back from his Chota Varska Banvas, and he was ruling there. And when he got to the door, the doorman ran to Lord Ram and said, Javana Rishi and some rishis are here. So Lord Ram personally came to the door and he said, whatever desire you have, I grant that wish. And Javana Rishi said, you haven't even heard what we want, and you've already agreed to it, whereas other kings that we've approached, they don't even want to hear our wish repeated even in dream. So Lord Ram said, all right, come on in, sit down, we'll discuss it. So then Javana Rishi explained everything, and he said, other kings were afraid because one time there was one Manduka Maharaj, and he conquered all the kings of the earth, and he went up to heaven to challenge Lord Indra to a fight. Now we always read in Bhagavatam about the demigods and the demons fighting, but it's always the demigods and it's always the demons who go looking for the fight. The demigods are having a good time, they don't necessarily go looking for fights. It's always the demons. So as soon as Indra saw this guy wants to fight, he thought, oh, this guy has come here to disturb us. We're having a good time, and he wants to disturb us. He said, yes, you have conquered all the kings of the earth, but in Madhuvan, there is one Lavanasur. You have not conquered him. You go conquer that Lavanasur, then we'll fight. So that Manduka Maharaj, he became very happy. I'll finish up this last king on the earth and come back and I'll enjoy with Ramba and Urvasi. And Indra, he also became very happy. That's the end of that guy. All right, Sangeeta, Ramba, Urvasi, Nacho. So Manduka Maharaj, he arrived in Madhuvan and he challenged Lavanasur to a big fight. And Lavanasur, as soon as he heard, he saw Manduka Maharaj with thousands and thousands of soldiers was there, his entire army he brought. And Lavanasur just began to laugh. I needed some dessert to go with my dinner tonight. You're going to be my dessert. And he took that trishul from Lord Ramchandra and whole of Manduka Maharaj's army was turned to ashes, bhasma. Only Manduka Maharaj was just toasted a little bit. He took that trishul and had him for his dessert. So since then, all the other kings that we've approached, they don't even want to hear our request, even in dream. And you've already agreed. Lord Ram said, this is just a little guy, we'll take care of him. And Bharat said, no, you and Lakshman were wandering in the forest for 14 years, why should you go take care of this tiny little demon, he's just a little guy, I'll go get him. And then Shatrughan said, no, you were performing penances and austerities in Nandigam for 14 years, why should you be sure, let me go. Then he thought, oops, I spoke in front of my younger brother, my older brother. I interrupted him. He said, all right, Bhaiya, you go. I'm sorry I spoke. Please forgive me. Lord Ramachandra said, no. This, by the very fact that you can accept your fault, this shows your good character, because nobody can accept that he's wrong. In English, we have one saying, to err is human. But there's one great sage in America called Murphy. He says, to err is human, But to blame it on someone else is more human. So nobody can ever admit that he has that fault. That since this shows your good quality, you're the one who should go and take care of this demon. So Shatrughan, you go. So Shatrughan went with the rishis through the forest. They came to Valmiki Rishi's ashram. And the very day that he arrived, he heard the news that Sita Devi had just given birth to Lava and Kush. So he took darshan from a distance and he bowed before Sita, because if she would see him doing it in front of her, she would become embarrassed. And in the forest, unseen, he circumambulated and offered his obeisances. And he got blessing from Valmiki Rishi. When they were camped, one day's journey from Madhuvan. And Javana Rishi told in the nighttime to Shatrughan that even you, Shatrughan, you will not be able to defeat this demon as long as he's got Lord Shiva's Trishul in his hand. So how can we fight with him? He said, you have to catch him without that Trishul. So how do we do that? In the morning he goes hunting. He doesn't take his Trishul with him. So you can catch him at that time. So they arrive there in the morning, and here comes Lavanasur with his spear. He has a big long spear, not a Trishul, just a big long spear. On top of that spear, there's a lion, there's a tiger, there's an elephant, there's a ajgar, you see, python, elephant. That's just his breakfast. You don't want to hear about lunch. And Shatrughan stood before him. I challenge you to a fight. He said, who are you? He said, I am the youngest son of Lord Ram, and I have come here to fight with you. I needed some dessert with my breakfast. You just wait a minute while I go get my weapons. No, I will not wait. I want to fight now. How can a Kshatriya fight? Is it a Kshatriya etiquette that a Kshatriya must have his weapons to fight? Acha, you don't have any weapon? What is that you killed all these animals with? You're just a coward. You're making an excuse to run away and hide from me. Then he threw all those animals off of his spear and he began a big battle with Shatrughan. And the battle was going on. Finally, they were ripping up trees and throwing them, lifting up stones. At some point in the battle, it became so fierce that Shatrughan, he fell to the ground unconscious. And Lavanasur just began to laugh. Ha 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 ha. And in the madness of apparently winning the battle, he did not enter his palace to get his Trishul. He was just laughing and laughing. And all the devas were in the clouds seeing this scene. They all began to cry, alas, alas. Did you ever hear anybody call, alas, alas? I never did. But it's written in all the books that they said, alas, alas. I never heard anybody say alas, but that's what it's written in the books. So hearing the demigods crying, Shatrughan came back to consciousness. He pulled the special arrow that Lord Ram had given from his quiver. As soon as he pulled it, it began to glow just like the sun. As soon as he put it to his bow, the whole earth began to shake. And Lavanasur grabbed his spear. And Shatrughan shot that arrow and it sounded like a peacock in flight. You ever heard a peacock in flight? Probably not. You've heard peacocks before. Ew! Ew! Cook! But sometime in Braj, when you're wandering, you'll come up on, by accident on top of a peacock, and he'll just jump in the air and fly. So that arrow shot through the air just like a peacock in flight. Pow! And struck Lavanasura in the heart, and he fell down dead. And because he was a salty asura, his blood went into the groundwater, and therefore all the water in Braj is salty. Those of Bend, you know, you have to buy bottled water, you can't. It's all salty water. So that's one of the reasons Brijbhasi says the water is salty. So then, Satrughan, he began ruling there. He called the place Madhupuri and eventually became known as Mathura. So this part of Ramlila actually took part in Braj. Now, another interesting connection is that in Ramlila, Balaram has appeared as Lakshman, the younger brother. As a younger brother, he had to tolerate so many situations he didn't like, and he couldn't act according to his will, because the etiquette dictates that the younger brother has to follow the dictates of the older brother. Just like the end of Ramlila, Lord Ram told Lakshman, you take Sita to the forest, and she's pregnant. He said, you take her to the forest and leave her in Valmiki Rishi's ashram. And Lakshman, he was just, how is it possible? I can't do such a thing. He said, what is her fault? She may have no fault, but this is my order. And he put his hand on Lakshman's head and said, you promised to do this thing. So Lakshman did this thing. Another time, he had to follow Lord Ram's order and he didn't like it. It was after the whole battle. They brought Sita from the Shokvan. And they were bringing her in a palanquin. And Lord Ram told Lakshman, stop the palanquin and tell Sita to come here walking. What? Our mother Sita, how she can walk on the earth like an ordinary lady? That was Lakshman's bow. But Ram was thinking, all these Banaras, they all fought with me. They gave up their lives for me. They should at least get darshan of Mother Sita. So Lakshman went, he stopped the palanquin. He invited Sita to come down and he brought her before Lord Ram. Lord Ram was very grave. He did not immediately accept her. He said, we did not fight this battle as the cheers of the monkey army is staying for you. We fought this battle for the glory of the Raghu dynasty, but nobody can mess with us. So now you've been in the camp of my enemy for so long, we do not know what is your situation. Wherever you like, you can go. I cannot take you back. And Lakshman just looked back. What is my brother saying? He thought any minute Brahma said, oh no, that's all right, I accept you. And then Sita, she said to Lakshman Bhaiya, I have offended you many times and because of that, this is the result. But I have one last request to you. Please make a chitta, funeral pyre, and set that pyre on fire. And again he looked at Lord Ram, and Lord Ram didn't move. He said, what offense did you do? He said, no, many offenses I did. Just like on the first night of the return to Ayodhya, we were sitting on the balcony together, and I kept coming and trying to indicate to you that you should leave. And finally I just told you that now it's my turn to serve Lord Ram, you please go away. And you said, wait a minute, I've been serving Lord Ram since my childhood. His every wish is my command. I mean, you mean one day to the next, my service is finished? Anyaya, this is unjust. And Sita said, but I have come here to Ayodhya because I promised before the fire that I will be the maidservant before the Brahmins and Lord Vishnu. I promised that I will be the maidservant of Lord Ram. Then they both looked at Lord Ram. Now Lord Ram is in trouble. If he takes Lakshman's side, he's in trouble with Sita. If he he takes Sita side, he's in trouble with Lakshmana. He says, all right, I cannot give any decision in this matter. Tomorrow we'll call our Guru Vasishtha. He will give the solution. So the morning they called for Guru Vasishtha, he came there. He said, I have a problem that I cannot solve. And Guru Vasishtha, if you have you solve all the problems of the world. If there's a problem you can't solve, what can I do? He said, no, you're Guru. Your word will be respected. If I take a decision in this matter, one party will consider me pakshapat, partial. So then Lakshman presented his side, that I have served from my childhood, from my boyhood, my youth, my adolescence, my manhood, I have served Lord Ram. Now one day to the next, somebody is taking away my service. This is anyaya. And Sita said, I promise before the Brahmins, the fire, and Lord Vishnu, that I will become the maidservant of Lord Ram, and I have come here to Ayodhya only for this purpose. So Guru Vasishtha sat for a moment. He said, yes, you both have the right to serve. But Lakshman, you will serve in all public dealings. When Lord Ram goes to the court, outside the leaves the palace, then you have the right to serve him in all legal things and other things outside the palace. As soon as he enters into his inner chambers of the palace, then Sita has the right to serve. Although he made a correct judgment, I could see that you were not satisfied. Therefore, I offended you in this way. Another time I offended you was when we were in the forest and this golden deer came and Lord Ram told you to stay with me and he chased after that deer. And then we heard some voice and I told you to go and you didn't go. And then I spoke very nasty words that I'm regretting at this moment. Oh, so you've been waiting for this time that Lord Ram will be finished and you can possess me. Lashman's ears were burning. You had to break the order of your older brother. He told you not to go, but hearing my operatic words, you left me alone. So in all these ways, I have offended you many, many ways. Now the result has come like this. So you please make a fire and place me in it. Again, Lakshman looked at Lord Ram. Lord Ram didn't say a word. So Lakshman, he went around building the fire. It was as every part of his body was against what he was doing. Every atom of his body was refusing to do this, but he piled up all the wood. And inside his heart, he made a vow that if ever, in any other incarnation, I have to come with this fellow, I'm going to be the older brother and I won't have to follow his order. And then we know Sita entered into the fire. She proclaimed to the whole assembly that if I have been chased to my Lord Ram, this fire will become as cool as snow and my chastity will be proclaimed before the world. And she entered into the fire, the Maya Sita disappeared and Agnidev appeared with the real Sita. So we see also in Krishna Leela, Balaram comes as the older brother. He doesn't have to follow Krishna anymore. Just like in the Mahabharata war, he's got friends on both sides. So he didn't want to get involved. And Krishna can tell him, you have to take sides. He said, no, I'm going to theatre. But still, even though he has to follow the orders of his older brother, Krishna is very clever. He always gets his way. Just like Duryodhan wanted Subhadra to become married with Duryodhan. Or was it Shishupal? I can't remember right now, but anyway. But Krishna wanted Subhadra to marry with Arjuna. So anyway, anyhow, Krishna made the play without violating Balaram's when Arjuna finally kidnapped Subhadra and they're driving and Balaram came there ready to destroy the whole universe and he took his bow and he said, Dao Bhaiya, Deko, look, who's driving the horses? It's when Arjun turned to fight, he gave the reins to Subhadra, who told him he was driving the horses. He said, "Thou bhaiya, who's driving the horses?" And Balaram looked, "Oh, bhaiya, you're a rascal, I can't stand it." But anyway, yeah, anyhow, Krishna always got his way anyway. And we see in Chaitanya Leela, Lord Nityananda, he also appears. He's not the actual older brother, but he's like the older brother. And I'm sure in Kalki Avatar, or any other incarnation, Balaram will certainly come as the older brother. How much more time?
10 minutes.
So in 10 minutes, we're going to cover the different connections. Just like when Lord Ram was married with Sita, all the ladies of Janakpur, they wanted to also marry him. But he told them in a secluded place that this time I'm only, they all said, "Let us become your dasis." He said, "No, I've taken Ekapatni Vrat, but don't worry, in Dwapar Yug, you will come and I will fulfill your desire." So in Dwapar Yug, end of Dwapar Yug, there was 9 Nandas, no Nanda, besides Nanda Maharaj, he's Nanda Rad, but there's 9 Nandas. They all took birth in the families of those nine Nandas. And they saw the beautiful form of Krishna daily, and they fell completely in love with him. So they all began to worship Kachayani in order to fulfill their desires. And we know Krishna came and stole all of their clothes and thus accepted them as his wives. So these ladies who did that Kachayani Vrat, who had their cloth stolen, these were the Janakpur Navasiyan gopis. Then there in Janakpur also, there was a tailor who was very, very expert in his service. And he made all of the dresses for Ram and Lakshman for the wedding. Very, very beautiful tailor he made. And when he saw Ram and Lakshman dressed with his cloth, and he saw the incredible beauty of Ram and Lakshman, he just prayed. He became so enchanted. And within his heart, Lord Ram gave him the benediction, "Don't worry," because he wanted, he just sewed the cloth and somebody else put him on. He said, "I want to sew the cloth and put it myself." So next life, he took birth as a tailor in Mathura. When Krishna killed the dobi and took all the cloth, that cloth the dobi had just dyed it. So it wasn't sewn cloth yet. So there was no, Krishna and Balaram picked out cloth, but there was no clothes, so to speak. That darzi, that tailor immediately appeared, and he took the cloth and sewed it very nicely, and with his own hands, he dressed Krishna and Balaram. So by Lord Ram's mercy, he got his part in Braj Leela. On the way from Janakpur to Ayodhya, the Bharat of Lord Ram passed through Kaushalpur. And all the ladies ran to the roof and they saw Lord Ram. They were all within their minds, they're so attracted by this fellow, that within their hearts alone they were just embracing Lord Ram, and they were begging him to become also his wives. So within their hearts, Lord Ram told, "No, not this time. You wait till the end of Dwapar Yug, you will all come. And Krishna avatar, I will accept you." So they took birth in the houses of the no Upanandas. Just like there's no Nandas, 9 Nandas, there's 9 Upanandas. And they were always selling dahi here and there. But they were so enamored seeing Gopal that they would, instead of saying dahi lo, dahi lo, they were saying Gopalo, Gopalo, Gopalo. And thus they were able to fulfill their desires of Krishna. Then there's the Yogivasini gopis. When he arrived in Ayodhya, every unmarried woman in Ayodhya, they all wanted to be married with Lord Ram also. So for this purpose, they went on the banks of the Saryu and began to perform great penances and austerities, tapasya. At that time, there was an Akashvani that don't worry, don't be sad. In the next end of Dwapar Yuga, you will all get your desires fulfilled. And so they came as they appeared in Sindhadesh and Champaka Nagari as the daughters of King Bimaldev. And King Bimaldev, actually he had huge kingdom and very dharmic citizens, and he had beautiful queens, not just one, not just two, not five, not ten, 1 lakh of beautiful queens. Because from none of his queens he was able to get a son. He was only getting daughters. Eventually he married 1 lakh queens and he had 1 crore of daughters, 10 million daughters. How would you like to have 9,999,999 sisters? So one time the sage Yajnavalkya came to his kingdom. He saw the opulence of his kingdom. He saw the dharmic, how pious the citizens were. He saw the beautiful queens. And he said, told Maharaj Bimaldev that you have everything a man could desire, but your face shows unhappiness. He says, yes, you're right. Everything you say is true, but I have no son. And Yajnavalkya began to laugh. He said, I will give you benediction better than getting a son. Now it is the end of Dwapar Yuga. The youth, the incarnation of this age has appeared in Mathura. You go there and bring him here and you give the hand of your 1 crore daughters to him in marriage and you will get benediction better than getting a son. So immediately sent his messenger to Mathura, but the messenger of Mathura, he couldn't find out anything. Because Yajnavalkya told that avatar, he will be the son of Vasudev, he will have beautiful blackish complexion and beautiful golden dhoti and lotus petal eyes and curly black hair and Shankar Gada Padma Chakra. He'll have these 4 weapons. But everybody in Mathura just quivered whenever he asked about the sons of Vasudev. Finally, one gentleman approached him and said, better you go back to wherever you came from. Guru Matmano, don't feel bad. I'm giving you good advice. Our king is very cruel, comes, and it is illegal to ask about the sons of Vasudev, so you better get out of here. You take it as a good advice. I'm not giving you a bad thing. So he couldn't find out any information. As he went back to Sindh, he passed over the Jamuna and came to Gokul and he saw this beautiful blackish boy, but with only 2 arms. Everything else like him, but only 2 arms. So he returned and he told Bimaldev the situation. At that point, Narad Muni appeared, because at that point Narad Muni always appears. So Narad Muni told, no, that's the one you want, he's the one, you call him. Later when he goes back to Mathura, then these 4 weapons will appear, that's the one you want. So he went there and he told that young cowherd boy the situation. Krishna grabbed his hand and they flew through the Akash Marg, through the airways, without even air Mauritius. And within a second they reached Champaka Nagari. And then Maharaj Bimaldev, he gave the hand of his 1 lakh daughters with full dowries to Krishna. And at that point the Vaikuntha airplane came down, put Maharaj Bimaldev in that airplane, and in the self-same body he went back to Vaikuntha. He got benediction better than getting a son. And Krishna brought all of those gopis to Kamivan, and there he began to dance. And the tears of joy that drips from their eyes and the pearl-like drops of perspiration fill the huge kund called Bimalkund. You can get there today, very, one of the most, just like Kusum Sarovars, most phonogenic place, Bimalkund. So these were all the Yogyavasini gopis. Later Krishna told them that before I was Lord Ram and you were all the ladies of Ayodhya. He said, how is it possible? Lord Ram, he's very, very conscious of Maryada and you're completely chanchal. Your swabhava is completely different from Lord Ram. Yeah, no, I'm Lord Ram, you see. He blew on his flute. Immediately all the monkeys appeared. And he said, you see here there's a big lake. This lake is like the ocean. And here there's many rocks. You make a bridge across the ocean so the gopis don't have to walk around this to bring butter and yogurt. So immediately all the banners, they stood there with folded hands. We ever see monkeys standing like this? Very respectfully, we never see. Immediately they ran and they picked up all the rocks. They floated them across. You can still go there to Kamivan and see the Ram Setu of Kamivan. And all the gopis jumped on that bridge. And they said, we still don't believe that you were Lord Ram. But you're more mischievous than all these monkeys, therefore you're their leader and they follow your order. And they all laughed and ran across the bridge. So these are all the Yogyavasini gopis. Then we remember in the forest in Dandakaranya, Lord Ram came across the rishis who were meditating on Gopal. And suddenly this Jatadari, Lord Ram, clad in tree bark, appeared in their meditation, and their meditation broke, and they saw Sakshat Lord Ram was standing there with Sita. And they wished to have the same frame like Sita. He said, no, not this time. Next time in Dwapar Yug, you will all take birth, and I will fulfill your desire. So they all took birth as the daughters of a gopa in Bengal named Mangal. But somehow Mangal, as we see just now, there was a global meltdown and Mangal lost everything. So he went with all of his daughters. He had one lakh of daughters. He went through the forest looking for some, wandering here and there, and he finally heard that Nanda Maharaj was very wealthy with lots of cows. So then all his daughters, they got service in Nanda Maharaj's Goshala, picking up the gober, and they were able to see Nandalala, and they fell completely in love with him, and they did Jamuna Seva. And Jamuna appeared for them and told them that, yes, you will all take part in the Rasleela. Very surprising one, Suparnika, we remember Suparnika. What happened to her after she reported the situation to her brother Ravan, she went to Pushkar and performed great penances and austerities. For 10,000 years, she worshipped Lord Shiva. When Lord Shiva appeared, she told him what she wanted. He said, all right, you don't worry. Now, end of Dwapar Yug. Yeah? Lord Ram will appear as Krishna. And you will take birth in Mathura as Kubja. So that's Suparnika, she became Kubja. And when Lord Balaram and Krishna entered Mathura, then Kubja came and offered them sandalwood, and she got to apply sandalwood. She fell completely in love with both of them. And being very pleased by her service, Krishna grabbed her by the ear and stepped on her toe and straightened her out. And after he dispatched Kamsa, he came and fulfilled all her desires. So like that, we'll skip a few things. It's just three people were able to see Rama avatar and Krishna avatar in one lifetime. All these others, they take another birth. All the ones we just discussed, they all took another birth. But there's three persons. Do you know what three persons saw Ram and Krishna avatar in the same lifetime? Number one was Hanuman. Hanuman, he fought with Lord Ram, alongside of Lord Ram. And in Krishna Leela, he came on the flag of Arjuna and fought along with Krishna and Arjuna in the battle of Kurukshetra. So Hanuman is one, same lifetime. Then there was Vrishraj, Jambavan. He assisted Lord Ram in Ram Leela. Later, there's a big long Leela, we don't have time, but anyway, Jambavan, he fought with Lord Krishna till finally he realized who he was. And then he gave his beautiful daughter Jambavati. So he saw both, one lifetime, he saw both Krishna avatar and Ram avatar. Third fellow was Dvidvida, gorilla. He was a good friend of Sugriva, and he assisted Ram in his fight with Ravan, but he committed a very bad offense to Lakshman. By the result of that offense, his intelligence was corrupted, and he became friends with people like Kamsa and others. And later, Lakshman, in the form of Balaram, he smashed that Dvidvida gorilla. So these three, in the same lifetime, they saw Lord, they saw Ram Leela, and they saw Krishna Leela. So there's other things we could tell, but I think time is going on. I thank you for this opportunity to describe to you some of the connections between Ram Leela and Krishna Leela on this very auspicious day of Ram Navami. Sri Ram Navami Mahabharata ki, Sri Ram Chandra Bhagavan ki, Sri Krishna Chandra Bhagavan ki, Jai Jai Sri Radhe.
Alors, avant qu'il passe au prochain item, qui est dans le drama sur Ramayana préparé par le Goloka.